You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Here's a little news flash for those reporters and commentators. I'm not going to Washington to seek their good opinion. I'm going to Washington to serve the people of this great country.
That's Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin. And by many accounts, she rocked the House at the GOP convention last night in St. Paul. And she really saved her best insults for Barack Obama and those who question her experience. But still, many Americans know very little about Palin and what she has accomplished, except for Steve Heimel. He is a senior producer and an editor at Alaska Public Radio Network and the host of a weekly call-in show, Talk of Alaska, which takes the pulse of the people there. And you've been covering politics in Alaska for some time. Steve, what'd you think of her speech?
You know, we saw what they call a Saracuda. She was called the Saracuda when she played basketball, and she was far more aggressive than I've ever seen her in a public speaking role last night.
And she certainly covered a whole lot of ground. I mean, one of the questions and some criticism about her announcement has been about her experience as a mayor of a town, Wasilla, of 9,800 people. She went on to talk about how that is real experience and confronted some of that criticism.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. I mean, you know, there was one line in there that was worthy of Pat Buchanan, where she's talking about, you know, we got terrorists threatening us, and he's worried someone won't read them their rights. Man, that's a real attack line there.
So let's talk about her experience as mayor of that town. She served two terms, and we're talking she oversaw somewhere around, what, 50 employees with a $6 million budget?
Yeah, it's Wasilla is essentially a similar to suburbs you would see all over the United States, and it's kind of a suburb of Anchorage. It doesn't have an industrial base. It's strung along a highway with lots of strip malls. It's kind of a Bible Belt on steroids as a community, and yeah, it's got the kind of government problems that any suburban area that's experiencing fast growth, like you know, around Nashville or Atlanta, has, and so it's you know, it is a challenge to govern.
And according to some reports, and a lot of this is just filtering out slowly because we're not even at a week since she's been announced, but I read that she left office with a huge deficit of somewhere in the millions of dollars.
I think most of all that is spin. You know, the way she was talking about her record last night was all spun up, and that's just spin coming from the other side. That's just because of bond issues they put out. You know, as local governments all over the country put out bond issues.
And she's really, one of her big points is that she is a reformer. And let's take a listen to a bit of her speech last night.
We suspended the state fuel tax and championed reform to end the abuses of earmark spending by Congress. I told the Congress, thanks but no thanks, on that bridge to nowhere. Wanted to build a bridge, we were going to build it ourselves.
An example to show that she really has taken on Congress, but that's really not the whole story, is it, Steve?
No, that's not really accurate. She sort of implied that they gave the money back to the federal government, and far from that. That project, once they did the engineering on it, had ballooned to an enormous cost just to get across some narrows to the airport. It's not really a bridge to nowhere. It's a bridge to the airport from Ketchikan. But they had to go all the way up the island to get across, to find the spot to get across and keep the shipping channels open. So it became a really expensive project. And it was sucking up, because it was an earmark, was sucking up all the money for all the other highway work in southeastern Alaska, and none of that would have got done. So she just said, well, let's just stop spending on this and put it into these other things that are more needed.
That's pretty interesting, Steve. You know, as a talk show host, and we should say public radio is huge in Alaska, I think what people in the United States who saw that speech last night want to know from you this morning is, Is the woman you saw, the governor you saw on that podium last night, someone familiar to you, or did you see an extreme makeover last night?
A pretty powerful makeover, John. This is by far the best speech I've ever heard her do. This was not. She's not a good public speaker normally, and she was very well coached. She knew when to slow down, when to wait for applause, and she knew how to power home certain selling kind of lines, you know. And these are not skills we ever saw her show before. So yeah, she's kind of risen to this occasion, you know. I'm proud of her. I mean, you know, who's not proud to see Mr. Smith go to Washington?
Stephen Heimel, we're definitely going to check in with you. We hope that you'll take our call. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
All right. My pleasure.
Steve Heimel is a senior reporter and producer for the Alaska Public Radio Network, someone who's followed Sarah Palin for some time.
That was really interesting.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.